Okay, 10-minute halacha today. As we approach, we usher in Shavuos in a short while. Actually, not the first of Shabbos. I want to speak about a very famous minhag here, more to defend the practice of a minhag that we have. We may not be even aware of the fact that there's a halachic issue with it, and that is to stand for the Aseres Hadibros. Okay. The minhag in most of Am Yisrael is that we go out of our way to stand up for Aseres HaDibros. Some people stand at the beginning of the Dibros, some people stand in the beginning of the Aliyah, some people follow the Maharam in Rutenberg and stand, you know, for all of the lanings all the time, so that's not an issue at all. The problem was raised by the Rambam in the Tshuva, when the Rambam says, and it's really based on a Gemara as well, there was the thought of bringing of the Aseres HaDibros being part of the davening every day as part of Birchus Kriya Shema. So what's the problem with doing that? So the Gemara says, because of the meaning, the heretics who are going to say, oh, exactly, you read Parshas Yisro, you read Parshas Vaschanan, what was given to the Jewish people? You say the whole Torah, all 613 mitzvahs, not true. They're the Luchos. I read them. There are 10 Dibros, and that's the Torah. That's the more important part of the Torah. What's the other part? That's a question. But because of that, we don't want to give any greater significance to the Aseres HaDibros themselves. That's why we don't have to also make davening very long. But we won't. Aseres HaDibros were therefore not included in the daily davening. If that's so, says the Rambam, if we don't want to give greater significance to the Aseres HaDibros, so why then are we going out of our way to stand for the Aseres HaDibros? And he says that anyone who does that, he says this is Maaseh HaMinim. This is what this is now giving credence to what the meaning the heretics say. And he says anyone who does so, Roy Ligorba, we should yell at such a person, we should scold a person, we should reproach them that that's not appropriate. And in fact, there are people who will not stand for Aseres HaDibros. Certainly, probably in the Rambam shul, but even I know people who will not stand Aseres HaDibros. I think that if the community, if the shul is standing, that it's our responsibility to stand and not be porish menat zibur. And therefore, many people go out of the way either to stand for all of laning during Parshas Yisro, Vaschanan, and Shavuos. And some people will stand at the beginning of the Aliyah to show that it's not just the Aseres HaDibros. I'm just standing for the whole Aliyah, so I'm not giving greater importance to the Aseres HaDibros themselves. What Rav Soloveitchik tries to do is defend the practice of those who stand for the Aseres HaDibros based on the distinction that you are very well aware of, and that is the difference between what we call Ta'am Elyon and Ta'am Tachton. We know that the lane, if anyone ever lane Parshas Yisro, Parshas Vaschanan, you're aware that there are two trumps. There's the Tam Tachton, which is where many of where the trump that we lane is like the rest of the Torah. The psukim are divided like psukim would normally be divided. And take for example the end, Lo Tirtzach, Velo Tenaf, Lo. Right, you put all those things. They wouldn't be separate psukim. That's what they would be. But then we have Tam Elyon. What Tam Elyon does is it divides the Dibros into Dibros, not into Psukim. So that's why, for example, on the one end, Lo Tirtzach is going to be its own little pasuk of two words, which is strange, but it's its own Dibra. And yet, Shabbos is going to sound like it's a run-on sentence, and there's trup to try to connect it, and there's no Sof Pasuk until it's like one of the longest Psukim in the Torah. When you lane it that way. Why? Because I want to put all of those Dibros into one unit. So, you have those two practices. So when do we do those things? So that is subject to a machlokas. It's brought in the Be'er Heitev, and actually in Hilchos, there is no Hilchos Shavuos, it's called Hilchos Pesach. Siman Tuf Tzadi Dalid, the Be'er Halacha quotes them, and it's also in the Be'er Heitev, and that is that when should we do the Tam Elyon versus the Tam Tachton? So listen to this. Says one opinion that says as follows. Va'al Kain, says the Ber Halacha, quotes this. Bishvuos nohagim likros bitzibur baharishon, dahainu b'tam elyon. Lasos mikol dibur pasuk echad. Why? Lefisha bo bayom, nitnu aseres hadibros. So when should we do a tam elyon? On Shavuos, the first day of Shavuos, when everyone's asleep, right? That morning, then you do tam elyon. But when you lane Parshas Yisro and Parshas Vaschanan, So what should you do? Tam tachto, the regular leaning. That's not the day we got the Torah. That's just Parshas HaShavua. So then, lo titzach, lo tenuf will be in all one pasuk, and Shabbos can be divided up into several pasukim, and everything would be fine. Ube Parshas, Yisro Parshas V'eschanan, Korin af bitzibur tam tachto. And then he says, and this I think is our practice, V'yeshno hagim likros bitzibur la'olam bitam ha'elyon, Dahainu af beparshas Yisro ubeparshas Vaeschanan, that we always do tam elyon. When do we do tam tachto? So anyone maver sedra. So and when I'm maver sedra, then I lay in like it's in the chumash, because when you maver sedra, so I lay in the pesukim like I normally would. You're in a pasuk and do the onkelos or do the rashi, and that's the way you would do it. If that's the case, so the Rav explained. Now I can defend the opinion of the Rambam, our practice against the question of the Rambam. Why was the Rambam bothered by people standing to show greater significance to what? To the Aseres HaDibros. So it could be, he says as follows, in Harei Kedem Simon Kuf Yud Ches, he says, the HaRambam Ayri Kishe Korim Es Aseres HaDibros B'tam HaTachton Kishe Or Kriyas HaTorah. When is there an issue for standing? When you're laning it like your normal laning, regular laning, then you say, regular laning, so why are you giving greater significance to Aseres HaDibros? V'ulai bimkomo shel haramam la'olam ayu kormosam tam tachton. Maybe they always read with tam tachton. And therefore, if you're reading with regular trup, so then you shouldn't be standing and showing Aseres HaDibros is more important. But if it's Shavuos, and the purpose of standing is to demonstrate that today we got the Torah. We all stood at Har Sinai, so that's why I'm standing. And the Kriyas HaTorah reflects that, because I'm laning the trup very straight. Everyone's going, look, that's such a, why Shabbos is like all one pasuk? They're like, you could have divided that thing up into three or four pasukim. Why is Lo Tirtzach its own pasuk? This should be part of the unit of the last several pasukim. So what's the answer? Because today's Shavuos. What's the answer? We're demonstrating, we're now reenacting Mamad Har Sinai. So no one's going to say, oh, the heretic was like, look at that, Aseres HaDibros is more important. It's not about more important. This is what happened at Hamamad Har Sinai. If that's the case, Achlim in Hageinu, She'anu Korim Aseres HaDibros, P'tam Elyon, Im Kein Einom Nikroim Kishor Divrei Torah. They're not read like the regular Torah. The Im Kein Ein Kol Chashash. There's no concern whatsoever, B'mash Ha'omdim Baseres HaDibros. Okay? Stop here. Good luck on today's math final. And Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.